Welcome to Sustain Your Vitality, the podcast that gives you a nurturing kick in the ass so you can take action every day to feel better, not older. Your lifestyle holds the power to change how you feel, and no matter your age or health issues, you are in the driver's seat. I'm your host, Zoe Connor, and I am a PhD level physicist, a well-being lifestyle alchemist, a travel strategist, and a retreat leader. Zen and Vitality with Zoe is my functional wellness studio. Join me for an intentional vitality retreat, for a whole new way to use travel to support your well-being. I'm here to help you figure out how to lower your stress, increase your energy, put yourself into a healing state, boost your drive and pleasure in life, prevent disease, and feel the best you ever have in your whole life with no regrets later. Let's go. This episode of Sustain Your Vitality is all about wellness plus travel being an imperative, not a luxury. I think, and I'll bet you'll agree, that travel is something that almost everyone does on some level. Maybe not big trips, maybe small ones, but travel is so prevalent in our lives that in my mind, our travel life is just as important to our wellness as our home and our work lives. Together, travel and home blend to make a complete wellness lifestyle. Now, some of us spend more time at home than on travel. Others travel so much that their neighbors don't know who they are. Travel is such an integral part of living that it cannot and should not be considered a luxury. What about wellness? Well, wellness is a constant daily act of self-care, self-love, preventative medicine, and necessity, like my sip of water. When you combine wellness and travel, things can get a little confusing. Unfortunately, it's all too easy to find expensive wellness-oriented resorts, organized vacations, and jazzed-up wellness retreats. I don't think that incorporating wellness into your travel plans needs to cost an arm and a leg. It just requires a new frame of mind. I challenge you to look at your trips through a new lens, the lens of your personal well-being. Consider your past trips. Let's include all the one-day excursions. Okay, maybe not just the trip to the grocery store, but a trip to a local farm or farmer's market might be considered a travel experience, depending on where you have to go. Definitely count the water park or amusement park, the wine tasting event at the vineyard, the forest day hike, the afternoon at the beach, the day at your friend's lake house, skiing and snow tubing with your family, afternoon tea with the girls, the antique shopping trip with your sister friend, and the visit to a new-to-you restaurant and a local bookstore. They all count as travel to me. Now let's include all the overnight trips. Yes, to the sleepover with a friend or lover. Yes, to the staycation at a hotel in a nearby town. Yes, to the camping trip at a park a few hours away. And the hotel overnight near the airport so you don't have to get up so damn early the next morning for your work trip. Yes, to the concert weekend with your friends from college. Yes, to the two-night backpacking excursion and the trip to attend that family wedding. All travel. Now let's include the longer vacations, the cruise, the annual beach week, the trip to meet the new grandbaby or niece, the European history tour, the Game of Thrones castle visits, the yoga retreat in Bali, your annual escape from your least favorite season. They are all travel. I hear about a lot of trips from my clients. Sometimes I hear things I kind of wish I didn't. Things like, I got back and I am more tired than I left. Maybe I should go back by myself. Or, we got back yesterday and I started to feel sick and today now I feel worse. Or, how do I avoid constipation on my upcoming trip? Because it happens every time. Well, I enjoyed my trip, But I felt so tired, I didn't enjoy it as much as I was hoping. What about I skipped a lot of the evening activities because I just wanted to relax and do nothing? Or I loved the beach, but my belly didn't like it. Maybe you yourself have said some of these things. I get it. I just think travel should not have to be that way. I think travel should make you feel better every single trip. Travel should give you the best sleep you can remember. Travel should offer chances to raise your energy to enjoy life and lower your energy to rest at the end of the day. Travel should soothe your senses so you smile for real all day long. Travel should inspire your mind and challenge your brain, challenge your body. Travel should nurture your bones, muscles, brain, liver, mind, and soul, all in equal parts. It's not a luxury to sleep well. It's not a luxury to feel sexy. It's not a luxury to eat nourishing food. It's not a luxury to experience natural beauty. And it's not a luxury to enjoy the companionship of amazing humans. If your trips are not fully supporting your well-being, head on over to my Wellness Plus Travel profile quiz. Your profile will show you the type of trip details to consider when planning your next wellness supportive trip. I'm here to help you anytime you're ready. If you have trouble using the profile suggestions and you want to schedule your Wellness Plus Travel strategy session with me, together we will identify 7 changes you can make to your future trips so that you are taking the right kind of trip to support your wellness because it is an imperative. If you liked what you just heard and want more, you can check out my book, Wellness in Motion: Sustainable Travel and Embodied Practices for the Midlife Earth Conscious Woman. Or you can check out one of my 2 websites using the links in the show notes. I have 2 great ways for you to start working with me. I would love for you to take my Wellness Plus Travel profile quiz and discover which Greek goddess travels like you do. You will get tips for planning your next trip sent directly to your email. I would love to meet you with a free new client wellness consultation where we can discuss what working with me might look like for you. The show notes have the links for both the quiz and my calendar to make an appointment. If the Sustain Your Vitality podcast is helping you understand what you need to feel fabulous in every way with the least amount of effort, please share the show with someone who also needs it. Sharing is easy. Just use the sharing link in the show notes. The Sustain Your Vitality podcast is a gift from Zen and Vitality with Zoa LLC and Intentional Vitality Retreats, based in the state of Maryland, USA. All the podcast things, planning, recording, editing, and producing have all been done by me, Zoa Connor, PhD. Even though you can call me doctor, I'm not a medical professional, and your safety is your responsibility. By listening to this podcast and understanding any movement, nutrition, lifestyle, or health protocols discussed, you understand and agree to take full responsibility for your actions. Zen and Vitality with Zoa are not responsible for any injuries or issues that may occur. This podcast is intended for educational and informational purposes only, and is not a substitute for personalized medical, wellness, nutrition, lifestyle, or movement and fitness advice. Always practice any fitness or movement-related activities in a safe environment. I make no claims about the effectiveness of the techniques or protocols discussed, or any specific results you may achieve. I recommend you consult with your healthcare professional before changing your diet, exercise routine, or healthcare plan. Zen and Vitality with Zoa and the guests of this podcast are not liable for any injuries or health problems that may arise from following the information presented.